Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Samach Aleph, a good and Chodesh to all, last day of Chodesh Nisan, as we head into the middle of Svira. So I just wanted to start off, yesterday the Gemara discussed the Isser of Avodah Zarah, and that Avodah Zarah is one of the Niskalin, and the Mishnah, explained by the Gemara, told us that when it comes to certain avodos, certain actions and services, so those types of avodos are asur no matter what. Even if it's not the normal way of serving that avodah zarah, it's asur daraisa l'mchayev misa. So what does that include? That includes any type of avodah that I do towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bifnim, whether it is zvicha, shechting, or pouring, slash sprinkling, or burning, any of those, there are certain types of actions that are asur, afilu shelo kedarka, avodah zarah. And then there's the next category, how the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah, that even if it is an unusual act, but if that's how you serve the Avodah Zarah, that also is a Chiyuv Misa. So if the way that you serve an Avodah Zarah is by throwing a rock at it, like by Markolis, so then throwing a rock at Markolis is a Chiyuv Misa. So, but if I do something unusual to an Avodah Zarah, which is Shelo Kedarka of that Avodah Zarah, so then that would not be a Chiyuv Misa. That would not be a chiyuv misa. So there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, which I wanted to mention. And that is in Mitzvah Lo Saaseh 5 and 6. Hey and Vav, right at the beginning. So if you think about what the Lo Saaseh is at the beginning of the Rambam, so the Asays are, the Asays, the Rambam starts off with the defining Asays, believing in Hashem, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, Yichud Hashem, God is unique. Those are the first four, and then 5 is davening. Right, and then it goes through the rest of the mitzvahs. That's how he starts off. The beginning of the Rambam is Lo Saaseh. They're all Avodah Zarah related. Number one, right, not to believe in Avodah Zarah. Number two, not to make an Avodah Zarah. Number three, Me'asos Avodah Zarah Afilu for somebody else. Right, even if for a guy. Number four, Shezion Me'asos Suros Mine Baalei Chayim. Min Eitzim V'Avanim, not to make certain types of pictures. Pesel V'Chol Tumuna. And number five, that's number four. Now number five and number six are both serving, worshipping Avodah Zarah. And then finally we get to seven, which is Molech, which is coming up in the next couple of days. And then Ov and Yidoni. All the Avodah Zarah Isurim are at the beginning of the Lo Saaseh. And then you get into Matseva and others. What is the first non-Avodah Zarah? The first 13, 14, they're all Avodah Zarah related. But if you look in the Rambam 5 and 6, number 5 is, you're not allowed to worship an Avodah Zarah with the four Avodos that are used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Afilu Shelo Kedarka of that Avodah Zarah. That is Mitzvah Chamishas. Shezironu Me'eshtachmos Avodah Zarah. And that is Ein Kavana Iser Hishtachavaya Levada Lo Zulasa V'yamnam Zach HaDerech Echad Midarki Avodah Rosalam Hishtachavaya, bowing down, and includes all types of Avodos. V'inyin Zehamamar Ki Elu Harba Aminim Min HaAvodah Hishtachavaya Zvicha Kitur Nisach Shebehem Tziva Aleinu Shenavod HaKel Yitaleh. We serve Hashem through these Avodos. Kol mi sheyavod Avodah Zarah be'echad mehem chayev skila, afilu hayoso hanevad ein midarko sheyavod b'davar. Right, even if this is not the way to serve this Avodah Zarah, chayev misa. That's the Rambam in Lo Saaseh Hey. Then in Lo Saaseh Vav, the Rambam counts the other half. The Rambam says, shesiranu me'avod Avodah Zarah afilu bezulas dalin minim akodmin, even not sacrificing, pouring, etc. Avo betznai shetia osa avoda kedarka. Verotzalomar sheyavod osabamashu derech osa anevad sheyavid bo. The Rambam counts two separate isurim. One isur of being oved avodah zarah with the dalet avodos or hishtachavaya. That's Lo Saaseh number one. And Lo Saaseh number two is worshiping avodah zarah in any way that it's normally worshipped, even if it is unusual. Outside of the Dalet Avodos. The Rambam counts two separate Averis, and the Ramban takes issue with this Rambam. The Ramban says, right on that Rambam, Va'od hinei l'dvarav, according to the Rambam, says the Ramban, in the Pasuk of Lo Yia L'cha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, that Pasuk, Arba Mitzvos. The Rambam counts all these mitzvos of Avodah Zarah. According to the Rambam, Lo Yia L'cha Elohim Achirim, you'll have more than, right, how many Dibros are there? There are 10 Dibros. But according to the Rambam, in the first two divras, there are many, many mitzvahs. There's Anochi, Baluya Lachabacher, Losas Lachapasel. All of those statements are separate losases, Says the Ramban, how could that be? Why, what's the problem? Because we know Chazal tell us that the first two, they heard from Hashem. And the rest, the other 611, they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you mean the first two? We know the first two that they heard from Hashem was Anochi and Lo Yilcha. The whole second Dibra, they heard from Hashem. So if the second Dibra counts as more than one Aveira, so then how could it be? It's not 2 and 611. It's a lot more. It's like 8 and 603, 604, whatever it is. So he says, 605, do the math, right? So says the Ramban. That Chazal is against the Rambam. Har Sinai is against the Rambam. That's a good kasha. He says, "Akfar biyarnu chachamim sheshemun bivoshim and mitzvahs minyan Torah begematria laamru Torah tivalan Moshe shtei mitzvahs sheshemun piagbura hishlim mutar yag." That's the source we've mentioned many times. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos, Torah tivalan Moshe. Moshe gave us Torah, which is gematria 613, 611 plus two. We heard straight from Hashem. That's the Ramban's kasha. Isn't the experience of Har Sinai against the Rambam? Comes along the Meshech Chachma and says, "I'll answer for the Rambam." If you've been dying in the psukim over and over again, whenever it says what Bnei Yisrael heard at Har Sinai, it doesn't say that they heard dvarim. It doesn't say they heard dvarim. It says that they heard the Kol Hashem, the voice of God, the Kol Hashem. Says the Meshech Chachma. This is in Parshas Yisro. Ulam chalila l'rabenu sheyalim imenu hamaymar hashagur b'fiv. How could it be that the Rambam Chas v'Shalom forgot this Gemara, the end of Makkos? Can't be. Rak Rabbeinu Ozil Bishitaso B'Sifro Hamora. He says the Rambam, if you look in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam will explain how he understands it and why he does this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why? Because the way that the Rambam describes the experience of Har Sinai in Mor Nevuchim is the Yisrael lo shamu rak kol elokim bilvad v'lo pratei hadvarim. They didn't hear any details. Pirush, Anochi v'lo yilecha b'pi ha'gvura shamanum. What does that mean, that they heard Anochi v'lo yilecha? That does not mean that they heard separate words. Anochi Hashem Elokech lo yilecha lehem acherim. You know what they did? They had a divine revelation. Whatever that means, they saw whatever you can see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some experience that they had. That experience itself is described as Anochi v'lo yilecha. That's what it's described as. They believed in God. They knew there was nobody else. That's what Har Sinai was. They didn't hear any specific details, but they received the concept, memela, from the experience of, you have to believe in Hashem and there's nobody else besides Hashem. Ki shnei shirashim elu, mitzias Hashem yisbarach v'yoso echad, amnam yusgu b'mofes b'iyun enoshi, v'chomashi yodeh b'mofes, mishpat hanavi, komashi yedeh b'oshaveh, ayin shabi. He explains it. He says that's what the Rambam says about Har Sinai. Har Sinai wasn't, they heard the first two dibros in words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They heard the voice of God, whatever that means. Once they heard the voice of God, that itself instilled in them belief in Hashem and not believing in any other God. Those two Isurim, that Mamela flowed. They didn't hear every... And then, afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu even went over those two in terms of words. But when it says, Mipia Gvura Shamanum, it doesn't mean the words, it means that experience. And if that's true, then don't ask many kashas how many specific Isurim were there in Anochi and Lo Yelecha and in the whole Dibra. They didn't hear any of the Dibras. They didn't hear any words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam Shita, and that's why the Rambam says what he says. You could count six different Averis in the second Dibra, because they didn't hear any of the specific words. And then the Meshech Chachma ends off. Ki kvar amarti ki divrei Rabbeinu b'chol svarav b'yad ha'chazaka b'mor nevuchim u'b'pirush v'shnayis ruach achas b'hem. You got to put all the works of the Rambam together to understand his words. If you want to understand the Sefer HaMitzvahs, says the Meshech Chachma, you got to look in Mor Nevuchim. If you want to understand Mor Nevuchim, you got to look at Mishnah Torah. They're all connected. And then that's the Meshech Chachma in Yisro, Perek Chaf Pasuk Gimel. You got to look it up. Okay, that Meshech Chachma saves the day. How does the Rambam understand Har Sinai? Okay, now we continue. We are up to Amar Mar. Amar Mar, about seven lines up from the bottom on Samach Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar. So we're about to quote parts of the Brisa that we just quoted. We just had a 20-line Brisa. Now we're going to quote part of it. The Brisa taught us that all avodos, all of the other four avodos, or chayiv, even by avodah zarah, where it's shalok derech, but hishtachavaya is also included in nechiyav misa, even though it's not one of the avodos pnim. Bowing down is also one of the avodos. We never have avodah of bowing down. There's only one mitzvah that entails hishtachavaya. Mitzvah that is? There's one mitzvah that we have to be mishtachavet. We don't have to be mishtachavet by tzitzis and tefillin, bikurim. Bikurim, mishtachavisa. So it's interesting. Why dafka bikurim is the only mitzvah? There is hishtachavaya. Hakaras hatov. Hakaras hatov requires hishtachavaya. It's a certain types of symbol. The mafarshim discuss it. Why dafka hishtachavaya by that mitzvah? Amar mar. Let's continue. Aleinu on the din of hishtachavaya. That's not the din of hishtachavaya, because again the same source, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin teaches us about hishtachavaya based of when you hear the Shem Hashem of the Kohen Gadol, ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havagodol Alokeinu. But the same pasuk teaches me that you have to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, right? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. So I don't think it's a mitzvah of hishtachavaya. It's more of the mitzvah to react to the name of God. When you learn, you have to react. When you hear the Shema Furish, you have to react. But it's not a specific mitzvah of bowing. That's what we do, because that's how we react. But when we learn, we say Berachas HaTorah. That's not the reaction. It's Rav Salvechik made that ha'ara. That you learn those two different halachos from the same pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, because it's both the same idea. It's a reaction to meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you learn Torah, and when you hear the Shema Hashem, Mipi Kohen Gadol. That's how I would suggest. Amar Mar, second wide line. Hayisi Omer, Bezavei HaKachem HaKasim B'chutz HaKasim Medaber. I would have said, without the word Leilokim in the pasuk, if it would have just said Zoveach Yacharam, if it would have left out the word Zoveach Leilokim Yacharam, what would have been the Havamina? I would have thought the pasuk is teaching me Shechtin Kachim B'chutz. That would be the Yisr. Says the Gemara, Zoveach Kachim B'chutz, Karesu. How would that have been a Havamina? We know Kachim B'chutz is an Yisr Kares. And here we're talking about an Achiyah Misas Bezdin. So how would you have had that Havamina? It's a different Misa. So Gemara says, no. Salka da'i tachamina ki asru bei ketala. Ki lo asru bei kares. I would have thought that maybe Hasra, if you get Hasra, you get Achiyah Misa. No Hasra, you get kares. Right, many of theirs. Shabbos. Shabbos, if you get Hasra for Shabbos, you get Skila. If you don't know Hasra, no Edim, you get Kares. So you have other Isurim like that. Kamash V'lan, no. Kamash V'lan, it's not Kachem V'chutz, and therefore it's always Kares. This is not Kachem V'chutz, and Kachem V'chutz is an Isur that whether you get Hasra or no Hasra, you always get Kares. There's no Chiyamisas, Bezdin. Omer Le, period. Omer Le, Rava. Bar Rav Chanan La'abaya. Rav Chanan Est Abaya. Ema, what did we just say? We said, the pasuk says, shechting, zoveach, and that's to teach me all the dalar avodos. Zoveach, kitur, nisuch, all of those avodos are chayiv misa by any avodah zara, even if it's shalok kederach. Hishtachavaya only teaches me hishtachavaya. Right, only teaches me bowing down. So answer it, Rava. Ema, maybe, yata hishtachava, lo lamin ala klakulo. Why shouldn't, once you say hishtachavah, bowing down, is an iser misa by avodah zarah, maybe that's meant to teach me any action by an avodah zarah. Why limit it? If zoveach teaches me kitur and nisuch and includes other avodos, maybe bowing down also. Maybe bowing down teaches me specifically gifuf and nisuch, hugging and kissing. If I go to an avodah zarah, I go to an idol, I give it a hug. I give it a hug. That's not the way they serve the Avodah Zarah. I give a hug to Marcolis. That is not Chayiv Misa. Even though it looks very bad. It looks like I'm giving a kiss to an Avodah Zarah. It looks bad. That's not a Chayiv Misa. If that's not the normal way of serving the Avodah Zarah. Ask Rava, why not? Maybe Ishtachava is there to teach me about any action. And if you want to say, if that's true, if Ishtachava includes everything, so what would Zoveach be there for? Doesn't Zoveach teach me it has to be one of the specific avodos? Zoveach, kitur, nisuch. So what would Zoveach teach me then? If Hishtachavaya teaches me everything, so why would I have Zoveach? So Lugufei, maybe it would teach me something related to Shechita itself. What halacha? De mechashvin me'avoda li'avoda. A sugya brought here, a sugya brought in Mesachas Zvachim, and elsewhere. The halacha that if you think something during one of the avodos, that could have effect if you think about a different avoda. What does that mean? Like Kigel. We'll see in a second. Mechashrim ne'avodah le'avodah. Reminds us, the Pesikel is going to be the source of this. Let's learn this for a second first. The Itmar, because the Brisa says, the statement of the Amoraim, Itmar, Hashochet behema lizrog dama la'avodah kochavim. Let's say I shecht an animal. My shechting the animal is perfect. It's fine. I'm shechting the animal to eat. I do the shechita. During the shechita, I have in mind that I'm going to sprinkle the blood of this animal to an avodah zara. So my shechita is perfect. I'm not doing the shechita for an avodah zara. I'm doing the shechita for me. But I have in mind during the shechita that I'm going to sprinkle the blood in the afternoon to an avodah zara. Does that ruin the shechita? I didn't do the shechita as the shechita. I have in mind that I'm going to do zrika for an avodah zara. Or, lahakdir chel b'avodah kochavim. I'm going to take the fats of this animal and I'm going to burn it to an avodah zara. Does that affect the shechita? Right? The answer, like Mr. Goldberg just said, is this similar to Pigel? We know the halach of pigel is by kudshim. If I shecht an animal and I have in mind to sprinkle the blood la'achar zman after the proper time, or some say pigel is even in a different in a wrong place. That's not really called pigel. In the Gemara, that's called pasel. That's not called pigel. Pigel is la'achar zman. We're going to get to that in Masechus Zvachim next year. There are many, many dafim about pigel cases. Very many dafim in Masechus Zvachim, 50-60 blot. As we'll see, that connect to Pigel. A lot of press Pigel gets in Zvachim. So we'll talk about it. Be'ez Hashem. But says the Gemara. So what about this case? Does that concept apply to Hedyot? If I think during a Shechita, for me, that I'm going to sprinkle blood or do Maktir Chelev to an Avodah Zara, does that affect it? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Reish Lakish Amar Muteris. Rabbi Yochanan says Asur. Why? Rashi says, you'll learn it from Pigel. Just like Pigel makes the shechita problematic, even though you're thinking about doing something later, the eating or the zrikas adam. So Pigel shows that act A, if you think about act B during act A also becomes a problem. So here too, says Rabbi Yochanan, the shechita becomes a problem, and the animal's nesar, even if you never sprinkle the blood, even if you never do anything, just the thought itself has an effect. And Reish Lakish is mutar, Reish Lakish is no, it's mutaris. So that is a machlokas. Let's finish the question first, and then we will explain it again. Ha nichal Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara. This, if you say this statement, it fits it according to Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan? What's the hanicha? Remember, we're all in a question here. Rava bar Rav Chanan is asking a question. This is the end of his question. What did he ask? Why don't you say, hishtachava'a, bowing down, teaches me that everything's included in worshiping an Avodah Zarah. What would you learn Zoveach for then? Zoveach would teach me, mechashrim me avodah li'avodah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no question. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan already has a source for mechashrim me avodah li'avodah from Pigel. So then Zoveach is extra. Zoveach is extra, so your question, Rava, can't be right. Because then Zoveach wouldn't be teaching me anything. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, who does not use Pigel as a source, right? He says Muteres. So maybe he should use the word Zoveach here to teach me this halacha of Machashvin Le'avodah Le'avodah. Reish Lakish, Boikra, you need a pasuk. And if you use Zoveach to teach me this halacha of Machashvin Le'avodah Le'avodah, then Hishtachava is open to teach me any Avodah is Asur for an Avodah Zara. So it's a question according to Reish Lakish. Good. You know what? Let's continue because we're in this train of thought. Let's continue another 10 lines and then we'll get back to two ha'aretz on this Shakla Vitaria. Continues the Gemara. Moskav, Lara Papa. One second. What did the Gemara just say? Rava explained his question that it's not a problem according to Rabbi Yochanan and it is a problem according to Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, I'm going to knock out both sides. I'm going to show you how it could be a question even according to Rabbi Yochanan. And I'm going to show you how it's not a question, even according to Reish Lakish. And that's how the Gemara is going to end. The Gemara is going to assume there's no problem, because you can knock out both sides of the question. Here we go. Maskev l'Rav Papa, ulu Rabbi Yochanan lo ba'ikra. We said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. Why? Because his source is Pigel. If his source is Pigel for the halacha of b'chashrim ni'avodah li'avodah, if his source is Pigel, then Zoveach is extra. If Zoveach is extra, that's a problem. So Rava, you must be wrong. No, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, lo boikra, you don't, the pasuk of Zoveach is extra? No. Arkan lo ka'asa Rabbi Yochanan, ela behema. Rabbi Yochanan, when he says, v'chashrim me'avodah l'avodah, you know what he says? The animal is asur. Just like by pigle, the animal is usher. Aval gabra lo bar ktalahu, but he never says that the person who does this is chayiv misa. Who says it's chayiv misa? Maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk of Zoveach, come teach me that. That the person, what's the pasuk of Zoveach? Zoveach lo Elohim yacharam. If you do something to Avodah Zarah, you will be killed. So even Rabbi Yochanan has a use for the pasuk of Zoveach. So Rava, hey, maybe your question can be good according to Rabbi Yochanan too. The Gemara is not saying this seriously. Like, oh, it should be according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is just showing how Rava's question is faulty. And therefore you just should throw it out. You think it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's not good according to Rabbi Yochanan. You think it's not good according to Reish Lakish? It is good according to Reish Lakish. As follows. What, according to Reish Lakish, you have a problem? Because you need this pasuk that could be used for Mechashvin? No. Ad kan lo koshari Reish Lakish. When does Reish Lakish allow it? He says, Mechashvin me'avodah li'avodah, the animal is mutter. Ela behema. He says the animal is mutter. The animal is not Nesar. Aval Gavra, Baktalu. But maybe the person is Chayim Misa anyway, even if the animal is Mutter. Where do you ever have such a case? Midi Dahavi Amishtacha Velahar. Just like if you bow down to a mountain. Let's say I'm a Kabel, a mountain as an Avodah Zarah. Right, I go and I'm so inspired. I go to Mount Everest. I'm so inspired by Mount Everest. It's the tallest mountain in the world. I start worshipping it. I bow down to it. You know what the halacha is? I'm Chayim Misa, and the mountain is Mutter. You can't ask for something that's mechubar. That's a mechubar to the ground. So, dahar mutter of the abasayif. The mountain is mutter, and the ones who serve it are basayif. So, therefore, it could be that Reish Lakish does have, he uses the pasuk for something else. So, Rava, your question is knocked out. Because you said it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan and not good according to Reish Lakish, I could say just the opposite. So, don't ask me any kashas about Ishtach Havaya. Period. That's the end of that statement. Tosus points out on top. According to Reish Lakish says it's mutter in this machlokas. Let's get back to the machlokas for a second. I shech an animal, having in mind that I'm going to sprinkle the blood to Avodah Zarah. So Reish Lakish says, no problem, the animal is mutter. So says the Tosfos, that only means mutter bahana'ah. You're not allowed to eat it. Top Tosfos. Bahana'ah velo ba'akila. Why? Because this person is a mumar. This person is a mumar. He's a kofar. He's a non-believer. He's doing Avodah Zarah. So a mumar la Avodah Zarah, his shechita isn't kosher. You can't eat that animal. That's Tosfos' first opinion. Reish Lakish can't hold his mutter to eat this animal because he's an Avodah Zarah. Second, he can eat this animal. So it only means mutter bahana. But it's also ba'achila. Or, second answer, Tosfos says, maybe the animal is even mutter ba'achila. That's what it sounds like. It says muteras. Isn't this a mumer l'Avodah Zarah? No, this is the first time he's ever done such a thing. He only becomes a mumer l'Avodah Zarah after he does the shechita. After he does this act, you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. But while you're doing it, you didn't do it yet. Only after you do it do you now become a mumar. So for the next time, you are going to be usher. Right? So this is what Tosfos says, and this is what Tosfos also says in Maseches Chulin. In Maseches Chulin, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet says, if I shecht on Shabbos, if I shecht on Yom Kippur, you know what the Mishnah says? Shechitaso kshera. Shechita's kosher. If I did it, but amazing. How is that possible? If I shecht on Shabbos, I'm a mumar l'chal Shabbosos. How is the shechita kshera? Tosfos there. Chulin daf yudalid. Same answer. You only become a mumar after you finish shechting. After you shechted, you were machal Shabbos. So now you're a mumar. It's already too late. The animal's already kosher. You already shechted. Only after, for the next time, you're a mumar. So from the time you start. But while you're shechting, so then it's not a problem. Says the Ran on that Tosfos and Chulin, from the first second you already wounded the animal. Weren't you already Mechal Shabbos at the first second? And it's only considered a Shechita after you finish? Says the Ran, no. Because at the first second when you're Chovel, it's Mekalkel. Which is only Aser Mid Rabbanan. There's no Daraisa until you finish. Then you did something constructive. When you start checking the animal, you only did something destructive. Until you finish, it's Mekalkel that's going to be something constructive. But until you finish, it's considered Mekalkel. So it's not us. You didn't do Mechal Shabbos until after you finish. By the time you finish, the Shechita is already good. So it's too late. Sorry? Oh, so that is, as we mentioned in the past, why is Chovel, which Malach is Chovel in?
It shows that the meat is fresh, so it's also...
Oh, so you want it to look nice, that's why it's Nichale. Nichale, where it talks about it there. Right, so that's, yeah, gotta work it out with our Ran. Okay, so that is, there's a Xos on that Ran also, but we will continue. Good. Amalei Ravacha midifti l'Ravina. L'mayda kamalei Rava baravchanan l'abaya. Let's go back to the Havamina for a second. We already answered the question. We said the question is not a good question. But what was his Havamina? His Havamina was, maybe bowing down a shtachavaya includes every avoda. Everything in the world should be usher no matter what. Hugging, kissing, washing down the avodah zara. Maybe that should be chayimisa too. You're learning that from shtachava. But ema yatzeh shtachava l'lamina l'akla kulo. That was his suggestion. But if that's true, eicha yavdu l'mutei mai. So what would that pasuk be excluding? Go see how they worship their avodah zara. If hishtachavah includes everything, so what would this pasuk of eicha yavdu teach me? V'chitei melemutei ha'por atzmo l'zovchim. And if it excludes, if I go to the bathroom in front of an avodah zara, that's usually shechted in front of, is to exclude that. So Mishtachava Nafka, we'd already know that from Mishtachava. Ma Mishtachava Dera Kibud, of course Dera Kibud. When Rava asked about Mishtachava, including everything, he meant including any respectful action. Bowing, washing, hugging, kissing. So you would know that already. So what was the Havamina? What would I exclude from Eicha Yavdu? So Ela Lema'ute, Hapor Atzmo L'Markolis. Oh, I would exclude a disrespectful act from doing that to an Avodah Zarah where a different disrespectful act is done. What if I go to the bathroom in front of an avodah zara that you usually throw a stone at? Which are both bizyonos. It's both bizyonos. So would that be usur? So, maybe. So that's what the pasuk eicha yavdu would teach me. Saka da dechamina, hova avodaso bizayonu, afkal bizayon, kamash malon. I would have thought that, hey, if you do bizyonos anyway, then any bizyonos would be usur daraisa. Kamash malon, no. Oh, any derech kavod, the havamina was, any derech kavod would be usur, and derech bizayon, only the derech bizayon of that avoda. Ella, what about this? Again, asking on the question, on the havamina. Hada amar Rabbi Elazar. Minayin lezovech behema, lo markolos yuchayiv. How do you know that if you shecht it out of to markolos, which you usually throw a rock to, that itself yuchayiv, shenemar, velo yizbechu odesiv chayim laseirim, don't shecht any more animals to the Seirim. What are the Seirim? The demons? The gods? Go and check shechta anymore to the Seirim. That's a pasuk in Achremos. So what is that pasuk teaching me? Imeino inyin l'kedarka. If it's not teaching me, don't shecht to an avodah zara kedarka, dechsev eicha yavdu. I already know that. Teneo inyin l'shalo kedarka. I would have known that from shalo kedarka. Don't shecht. But one second. According to Rava, shalo kedarka meishtachava nafka. I would have known that from the ishtachava. It includes everything. So what's the Havamina? So Gemara says, Haslam is Zoveach Lahachis. No, I still could have said that maybe that Zoveach is just Lahachis. What does Lahachis mean? Rashi explains, you're not really accepting the God. You just want to make Hashem angry. You just want to make Hashem angry, Lahachis. God, I really believe in you, but you know what? I know you hate this stuff, so that's what I'm going to do. So I wouldn't have known that's Asur. I wouldn't have known that's Asur. That would not be included in the... This pasuk, that's what you have to have to psukim, that would also be usur. That would also be usur. The Ran, if you look at the Rani, the Ran asks on Rashi, but what do you mean? Miman of Shach, if you believe that there's any kind of power to the Avodah Zarah, it's real Avodah Zarah. If it's not Avodah Zarah, you're just doing it to make Hashem there, but you don't believe anything at all, then you're doing nothing. So why should it be a Chiyav Misa for Avodah Zarah? So the Ran tries to work out Shitas Rashi. It's interesting on this pasuk of don't shecht anymore to the Seirim, there's an Eben Ezra. I've seen this before. The Eben Ezra says in Achremos, Ebenezer says on the pasuk earlier, when he talks about the Seir Lazazel. Seir Lazazel, we throw an animal off the cliff. So if Yamar of Shmuel, so the Ebenezer quotes with Shmuel ben Chafni, the Gaon, even though, Avo Pishakasa Besir HaChatos Shehu Lashem, Gam HaSeir L'tahamish Taleach Hu Lashem. Even the Seir that we throw off a cliff, that's also to Hashem. That's what Rav Shmuel says. He says, Ve'ein Sarech. Says the Ebenezer, I don't think you have to say that, because the Seir Mishalech is not a carbon. Kisir Mishalech ain't no carbon. Kilo Yishachi, you don't shecht it, you just push it off a cliff. And then he adds this line. Va'ani agale l'chak sas hasod beremez. I'll explain this to you a little bit in hint. Biyoscha ben shloshim v'shalosh. When you're 33 years old, then I'll tell you. Says the Ebenezer. What does that mean? What kind of secret is he telling you? 33 years old? Right? He didn't reveal to us his secret. Right? So what does that mean? So the Ramban says, listen to his line. V'nei Rabbi Avraham Neman Ruan Machasa Davar Ani HaRachil Megaleh Sodo. I'm gonna reveal his secret. Count 33 psukim from the pasuk about the Seir LaZazel later on in Achremos. Says the Ramban, count 33 psukim. What's the pasuk? Our pasuk right here. V'lo Yizbechu Odes Evchem LaSeirim. And the Ramban then goes on to explain that this animal that they throw off a cliff is a quote unquote gift to the other gods, to the Seirim, not other gods, Chas v'Shalom, not other gods, the other powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already built into the system of the world. And Hashem told us to give a present to these other gods. Why? He says it's what Hashem wants. Imagine you go to a big Suda, and there's a king there, and the king tells you, you know what, give a meal to my servant over there. That's what this is like. So it's not about a Zara. Why does Hashem do this? We can't ask why. So we just follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabban Lashitaso, he believes in certain powers. If every country has their own Sar, Saro Shalesav, Saro Shalishmal, that concept is throughout Medrash. So says the Rabban, that's what this connects to. But that's the secret of the 33. When you're 33, you'll understand this. The Rabban says, count 33 psukim. That's the pasuk of Yizbuchu Od, Esavchein Lasirim. So Baruch Hashem, in 2 weeks, next week's parasha, Achremos, at the Shabbos table, say over this Eben Ezra, and say, anybody here who's not 33, I cannot tell this to you. If you want to figure it out, but that's the Achraim. That's the Eben Ezra and the Ramban on that pasuk. Okay. Anyway, Vayter. New case. New section. Rav Hamnuna Irkasu Leituri. Rav Hamnuna lost his oxen. Paga Be Rabba, and Rabba found him when he was looking for his oxen. Ramele Masisa Adadi. He said, "I have a steer in Mishnayos." Ah, why is that detail told to us? The Adrama says, even when they're looking for their oxen, they are totally involved in Torah. Come over and ask me Akasha. He's looking for his oxen. Oxen, what? It's a big fat animal. Doesn't matter. You can ask him Akasha in Torah. Says the Yad Ramah. It shows us. L'lamedcha kami yizahir b'mitzvahs v'oi v'satorah. Shafilu shahaya bahu al-mamono. V'rodof l'vaki shashorav amad lano zezrav al shelosa. That is the Yad Ramah. And you find this. You look at the Shorim Seren of Halacha. You find this in many places. There's a Mishnah in Croesus that says they were in the middle of a shuk. He was buying one of the Amor Tanam was buying an animal for his son's wedding, and the other Amor started asking him on this difficult kashin, arayos. You marry a sister who's your mother's. One of these arayos questions that how many isurim are you doing? So you have this many times throughout the Shas, but this detail is there just to teach us. No matter what you're involved in, Osik Batorah. Osik Batorah, the Chayyadim writes in the Hagdama to Chachmas Adam. In his Hagdama, that he says that many people think I shouldn't be able to write them with the Sefer. Even though I'm the Mechutin of the Gra, even though I'm a Talmud of the Gra, many people think because I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman, says the Chachmas Adam. Right? So maybe I shouldn't be able to write the Sefer. So let me tell you, he says, I believe that. Maybe I would be different, but I have to make a living. There's a curse in my family, he writes. For six generations, we have to make a living. Halavai, that's the curse of Adam and Chava. It's not just his family. So he says, you should know, when I'm sitting there in the marketplace in Leipzig, I'm thinking about Torah. And when a customer leaves my store and I'm alone, I take out a sefer and I learn. And every single second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mad alive. Every businessman, that should be required reading for anybody who's osik, but anybody. The Hagdama to the Chachmas Adam. That's what he writes. He's always thinking. He's looking for his oxen. He's thinking about Torah. Right? That's it's an amazing Musar Haskel. When I was in YU, so all the business majors, I made sure I photosetted that for them, and I said, gotta read this. That's the Chai Adam, sets the tone for all business majors. So Vayter. So Rav Hamnuna lost his oxen. So Rabbi asked him a stira. Rama le masisa na dadi. Tanan, our Mishnah says, ha'ovid avodas kochavim, ovid in omer lo. If you serve avodah zarah, meaning you have to actually serve it and not just say it, v'ha'anan tanan, and later on we learned, ha'omer e'avod e'lech ve'avod e'lech ve'navod. If somebody answers to a mesis, you know what? I'm going to go and serve. That's enough. So is it, do you have to actually do it or just saying it? Saying I'm going to do avodah zarah, is that already usur? That's the stira. So we are going to have seven answers to this stira. That's till the middle of the next summit, right? Seven answers to this stira. Do you actually have to serve the avodah zarah, or can you just say you're going to serve it? Seven answers. Answer number one. Amar leal ba'omer eini makablo alai ela ba'avodah. Really, saying it is enough. But in our case, our Mishnah, it's a case where you said, I am not serving it until I get there and serve it. So you specifically say, it's not avodah zarah to me until I actually go and serve it. Okay, that's a new kipta. One answer. Rav Yosef gives another answer. Tanoi shakata me'alma. What, you're just bringing in shittas from all over the place. Tanoi, it's machlokes tanan. Two different Mishnayos, two different opinions. Ditanya, the Brisa says, ha'omer ba'ova avduni. If somebody says, if I say to you, serve me, I am a god. If somebody makes themselves into an avodah zarah, Rabbi Meir Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Reb Meir says chayiv, Reb Yehuda says pater. So heichal de pachu kuliyam lo pligi. If they actually started serving him, that's obviously usur. Dechsev lo sasal l'chapesal. Don't make yourself into an avodah zara. So the nises, the one that was seduced, is usur. Was chayiv, and the mesis, the one who actually did this, is also chayiv. But ki pligi b'dibur Reb Alma. What's this machlokas about? It's about dibur. Rabbi Meir savar dibur milsahi. Rabbi Meir, who says chayiv, said it must be that just saying it is enough. Rabbi Huda savar dibur la milsahi. So maybe it's machlokas tanaim. Tosis points out here in dibur maskal umar that if, when it comes to trying to convince somebody to do another avodah zarah, so that even if I don't succeed, I'm chayiv. That's called mesis. But when it's trying to get somebody to worship me as an avodah zarah, that's the machlokas here. Maybe it's not usur until I succeed in getting him. Because the guy probably is going to change his mind in a minute. He's going to realize that I'm not a god. So he's going to say, why is he different than me? So that's why this machlokas is specifically here. But that is possibility number two. But number two is, it's machlokas tanan. Hadar amar of Yosef la-milsehi. Then Rav Yossi says, no, I'm wrong. La milsi da amri. That's not the correct shot of the machlokas. Diafilu Rav Yehuda, but dibur nami chayiv b'chayiv. Even Rav Yehuda would say, just dibur is chayiv. Why? It's not, Titania, because we have another brisa where Rav Yehuda says it. Rav Yehuda omer, la olam eino chayiv, ache yomar evod, elech ve'evod, elech ve'navod. So you see, Rav Yehuda says that dibur is fine. So there can't be a machlokas tanoim. But my comment, please, so what's this machlokas about between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir? But mesas la'atzmo, v'yami la'in kamiflagi. In this case where I say, worship me, and you say, yes. So how do we interpret your yes? Mar savar, mesis la'atzmo, shamile, v'indekamile kushtahu. One says, it's serious. I say, worship me, and you say, yes. So that's an acceptance, and that's why it's already usur. Mar savar, mesis la'atzmo, lo shamile. No. If mesis la'atzmo, if I convince you to worship me, the guy's not going to listen to me. Meimar amri, he'll say, maishna ihu minon didan. Why is that guy different than me? I grew up with him. He's my childhood friend. He's just getting him off his back. He's joking around with him, but he doesn't really mean it. Okay, that's the machlokas. Anyway, but that was answer number two, which Rav Yosef himself rejected. Number three, masnisan kan. What's the yichilik? Masnisan kan be yochanan nisays kan be rabbe manisasim. It depends if one person is being seduced or a lot of people being seduced. Do we assume that they're going to come back to their senses before they actually do it? Yachid lo mimlach v'toy basrei. A yachid that's convinced, he's not going to change his mind. There's nobody else here with him. He was convinced to do avodah zarah, so that's why amira is good enough. That's the Mishnah later on. Rabbi mimlach yiblo toy basrei. But if a lot of people are mimlach, they're not going to they're not going to be toy basrei. They're going to come to their senses, and that's our Mishnah of Ove. You have to actually Ove, not Omer. If you look in the Ran here has the opposite girsa. The opposite girsa. He says, a lot of people are convinced they're not going to change their mind. That's the mob mentality. Right? A lot of people are doing it. I'm going to go with the flow. It's amazing. Yesterday I was in driving to Yerushalayim, and then there are two lines to get in by the Machsom. One of them has 35 cars on it. One of them has two. Right? So I'm like, everybody's on this. You think, what's on this line? Everybody's got to go on this line. So we went to the other line, two cars, and we just went right through them. Like, what's everybody going on the other line? It's the mob mentality. Everybody's on this line. So you got to go on this line. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? I'm going to do it anyway. Right? But that's exactly this. The Ron says, when it comes to the Rabbim, they're not going to change their mind. Because everybody's doing it, I'm going to do it. The Yachid, he's going to think. He's going to think to himself. He's going to do what's right. So, can have both shittas. Amar Rav Yosef Binami Nala. Rav Yosef continues and says, how do I know that there's a difference between a Yachid and a Rabbim getting seduced? Dechsiv, lo sova lo velo sishma elav. The Pasuk says, don't listen to the Mesis. Ha'ava v'shama chayiv. But if you listen, right, it's talking about singular, chayiv. Right, that's how it's chayiv, and that's what works better according to the girsa that we have, that pasuk, because a yachid, you're chayiv for a yachid, and it's singular in the pasuk. Okay, that's answer number three. Eis ve'abaya mishani beinises daran lenises yachid. Is there really a difference between rabbim and yachid? For Tanya, doesn't the Brisa say, Kiyasischa achicha ben imecha, the pasuk is by Ir Hanidachas, a whole city that worshiped the Avodah Zarah, Echad Yachad Adisis Vechad Rabbim Anisasim. And there's no difference between a Yachad and a Rabbim, except for as follows. There shouldn't be a difference. But, Vahotzi Akas of Yachad Michal Rabbim, Rabbim Michal Yachad. But Ir Hanidachas teaches me that there are two differences between a Yachad and a Rabbim. A Yachad, right, usually, Ovid Avodah Zarah gets skila. all the people of an Ir Nidachas get Saif. Get Saif. Ir Nidachas, the property is destroyed. A Yachid doing Avodah Zarah, the property is not destroyed. The Nechasim. Those are two differences, says the Braisa. Now I'll read it. Yachid Mechal Rabim, a Yachid is taken out of the Rabim. Lahachmir al Gufo, to be machmir on his body, meaning a Yachid gets skila, ulahak el mamona, but a Yachid's property is not destroyed. His animals aren't killed, and his property is not burnt. Rabim Mechal Yachid, and Rabim is different than Yachid, lahak el al Gufo, ulahachmir mamona, to be makel on their bodies, they get saif, ulahachmir mamona, and to be machmir on their money. So now, Rav Abaya finishes his question. Bahamilsu the shiny. The only difference between Yachid and Rabim are these two differences. What misa you get and what happens to the property. But everything else, they're the same. There's no other difference between Yachid and Rabim. So how could you, Rav Yosef, suggest that there's a difference whether you just say Amira to Avodah Zarah? You telling me there's a difference? So I listed in the Braisa. Amira is not a difference. There are two differences listed. So there must not be any other difference. So how could you suggest that if you're Omer, Eilech, Ve'avod, that's going to be a difference? So that's why Abaye rejects it, and he's going to give a fourth answer. I don't have time to read it now, but in the Lekach Tov, I never mentioned this one before, Harusa pointed this out to me, the Lekach Tov, in the last Simen Lekach Tov, in Simen, right here, 17 Klalim, so in Simen Yuzayin, he says, many times you find, I'll read this more tomorrow, this time, many times you find the principle in Achronim, the Tafel can't be more Chomer than the Iker. Ena Tafel Yosef in the Iker. If something is secondary, it can't be more Chomer than the Iker itself. So you find that in a few places. Do you ever find the opposite? Do you ever find that the Tafel can be Chomer than the Iker? So says Yosef Engel, I found 23. Right, Kedarka Bakodesh. I found 23 cases in Shas and Poskim that sometimes the Tafel can be more Chomer than the Iker. So he says one of them is the Sugya of Mesis. That a Mesis is more Chomer than a Nisas. Why? Matzinu Chait Matzinu B'Mesis Chomer Mina Ose. Right, what Misa does a Mesis get? And what Misa does a Nisas get? Anise, somebody is convinced, let's say by the Ir Nidachas. By Ir Nidachas. A Yachid, the Mesis, which is quote unquote the Tafel, because he only convinced you to do Avodah Zarah. Maybe he doesn't even work. He gets Skila. The Nise, somebody actually does Avodah Zarah, he gets Saif by an Ir Nidachas. He gets Saif by an Ir Nidachas. Right? If he was a part of the city. So this Tafel is more Chomer than the Yikr. Right, as an example, so he says he finds it's not really Tafel and Iker, it's the Goreim and the Ose, but he compares it in that way. But maybe if there's time tomorrow, to see how much there is to say on tomorrow's daf, but we'll go through a number more of his examples. Okay, let's continue. El Amar Abaya, fourth answer to the Stira. El Amar Abaya, what's the Stira? One Mishnah says you have to actually serve Avodah Zarah. One Mishnah says just saying you're going to serve Avodah Zarah is enough. So answer number four. El Amar Abaya, Kambinisez Bipi Atzmo, Kambinisez Bipi Acherim. Do you convince yourself to do Avodah Zarah? Or does somebody else convince you? Bipi Atzmo, if you did it yourself. Mimlach, if you thought about it yourself, you'll probably change your mind. Just like you thought about doing it, you thought about not doing it. Bipi Acherim, Gar Basrayu. But if somebody else convinced you, you'll probably go along with it. So Amar Abaya, Mina Minala, how do I know this? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Lo sova lo velo sish, my love, don't listen to him. Ha'ava v'shama chayiv. But if you do listen, you're going to be chayiv. So anybody, if it's through somebody else, you're going to be chayiv. Number four. Rava Amar, fifth answer. Idi v'idi b'nises v'pi acherim. Really, both are talking about getting seduced by others. What's the difference? It depends what the mesis, the convincer, said. Did he give you a whole megillah about how great the Avodah Zarah is? If he did, that's a problem. Ha d'amale, the case where just saying it is good enough is where he already told you, kach ocheles, kach shose, kach metiva, this is how it eats and drinks, and this is how it's good for you, kach miria, this is how it's bad for you. So if he gives you all the shevach, so then you're probably convinced, and therefore you're going to do it just with Amira. Ha d'lomerle, kach ocheles, kach shose v'chulu. So then that's not an iser. Amar Rav Amin Amir. How do I know this is true? This chiluk desiv, because the pasuk says, Me Elohei ha'amim asher sivosechem. Don't do avodah zarah from the gods of the nations that are around you. Hakrovim elacha v'chulu. Those that are close to you. Mali krovim mali rechokim. Why did it tell me those that are close to you and those that are far from you. So Hachi Ka Amalei, this is what it means. Mi Tivusan shall krovim. The Torah is teaching me from looking at the ones that are close to you. Atalamein Mi Tivusan shall rechokim. You will always know. You know what the nature of the rechokim are. Meaning, that's what the Torah is telling to you. Just like these guys, the avodah zarah in front of you is powerless. They can't do anything. So you should know, the grass is always greener. Oh, over there, I'm sure that avodah zarah is unbelievable. No, look at the avodah zarah in front of you. It's powerless, it can't do anything. So you should take that message and learn it to the rechokim. So my love. So how were, the Torah is telling you not to do it. But how were you convinced to try to do it? So my love, isn't it because somebody told you, kach ochelas, kach shosa, kach meitiva, kach meiria, shema mina. So you know, that's what must have been done, and the Torah is trying to teach you, look closely, and don't listen. That is answer number 5. 2 more quick answers. Number 6, Rav Ashi Amar, Seifa b'Yisrael Mumar. Maybe the difference is between a guy and a Yisrael Mumar. When it comes to a guy, so then avoda is enough. But when it comes to a Yisrael, Sefer B'Yisrael Mumar, a Yisrael Mumar, Rashi says, once he accepts it, forget it, he's going to do it. A Yisrael Mumar is worse than a guy. He's not coming back because he's already Hufkar. He knew when he left. He's a Yisrael Mumar, so therefore there's less hope for him. Ravina Amar, Lozu Avzuktani. Ravina says, final answer, really there's no Chiddush. It's Lozu Avzu. Meaning, the bigger chiddush, not only is avoda asur, even amir is asur. You have to read the two mishnayos, one after the other. Period. Let's just state the machlokas, that's going to be the top topic of tomorrow's daf, but let's just state it, and then we'll discuss it tomorrow. Itmar. Ha'ovid avodas kochavim me'avo mi'ira. If I worship avodah zara out of love and fear. Love and fear of what? Ava and Yira. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, Ava and Yira of a person. Look at the fourth to last skinny line. May Ava mi Yira. May Avas Adam u mi Yiras Adam. Velo chashva b'libo b'elokus. Somebody puts a gun to my head. Worship this Avodah Zarah or I'll kill you. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Or I love this person and he tells me to do Avodah Zarah and I love him so much I'm going to do it. But I don't accept it as a god. So that's a machlokas. Rabba Abaya Amar Chayev Rabba Amar Potter. Abaya Amar Chayev to Apocha. You Lomaisa, you served it. Rabba Amar Potter, Kibli Aloveloka, Ini Lolo. Rabba says, no, you didn't accept it as a god. Kashan Rashi, what do you mean? Isn't this one of the Harig Vayavars? Isn't one of the big threes? Exactly the point. Out of fear. So how does Rashi work? Is Rabba better or is Abaya better? You're not allowed to do it, but what if you did it already? Chayev or Potter? We'll have to talk about it as of tomorrow. What's the Ramam Shita? Ram says, no, Ava and Yira of the Avodah Zarah itself. You see this Avodah Zarah, you're like, wow, that's gorgeous. What an amazing Avodah Zarah. It's so beautiful. I'm going to worship. But you don't accept it as a god. Or out of fear that you really believe, the Rambam says, that this Avodah Zarah has certain power. That's Yira. Says the Ran. That's real Avodah Zarah. What are you talking about? What do you mean out of Yira? You fear that if you attribute some power to this idol. So both Rashi and the Rambam have their challenges in terms of their understanding. That question we'll start with tomorrow. Maybe we'll also start with the Rabbi Yosef Engel about Mesis. But that'll be that, and everybody should have a guten chodesh. We get into Misasik tomorrow also. Misasik b'chalam v'arayis comes up on tomorrow's daf, and then we get into a lav shebeklalos, a lot of important items coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.